So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So sometimes when people do keto, they may develop adrenal fatigue symptoms, okay? And I want to talk about why that is and what you need to do to prevent that. Now, when you start a keto plan, you do lose a lot of water simply because most people are on a high carb diet, and high carbohydrate diets cause you to retain fluid. So you get on keto and you lose the fluid, and you also can lose the salts, okay? Carbohydrates cause a retention of sodium. Ketosis gets rid of excess amount of sodium and fluid. So salt is also needed to support healthy adrenal glands. And if your adrenal glands are fatigued, guess what? You will be losing more salt. There is actually a condition called Addison's disease where the adrenals are completely shot and you are basically losing a tremendous amount of salt, and you need to consume a lot of salt to survive, because it's very dangerous when you lose salt. But the combination of doing keto and having adrenal fatigue basically mean you need more salt. And I would recommend, if you're gonna do salt, you always do sea salt. And the best salt that I would recommend is the Himalayan pink sea salt. So why Himalayan pink salt? Because it's unrefined, okay? So recently I was at a grocery store and I was reading some labels on things, and I picked up a little canister of salt, okay? And I read this is table salt, read the ingredients, was sodium chloride and some anti-caking agent, as well as dextrose. They put sugar in the salt. I showed Karen, I'm like, can you believe that they're putting sugar in the salt now? So when you get salt, you want something more natural. You want something that has the whole package. And table salt is a refined product. So the Himalayan sea salt is unrefined. It has 84 minerals, okay, not just sodium chloride. It's unpolluted. It has most of the trace minerals. Trace minerals are the cofactors to help enzymes work in your body, which are proteins that are involved in the machinery of building tissue and helping you digest. Also, sea salt is antimicrobial. It's very necessary to support healthy blood sugars. It can also prevent cramping when you're in keto. So if you start keto and you start noticing cramping, it could be a deficiency in magnesium, it could be sodium, but when you're doing the sea salt, you're getting the whole package of minerals, not just sodium chloride, but all the trace minerals and other minerals. So the two big symptoms that indicate that you need more sea salt are keto fatigue and keto flu. However, you'd also want to consume it if you start developing low blood pressure, fatigue in general, or lightheadedness. And one last good indication is your salt cravings. If you crave salt, add some more sea salt to your diet. An average person needs about a teaspoon of sea salt every single day. And lastly, I have another very interesting video on salt. Check it out. And thanks for watching. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.